There's only one name that ought to be exalted in His house or on His place of holy convocation, and that is His name. You name no building after the honorable David Roberts, named after your way. Everything should give honor unto His name and exalt His power. That's why the Son's name exalt the power of the Father. You can't even have that name in the Son unless you have the name of the Father. The name of Jesus will never do it. It can't do it. It's just the same as Joshua. Can't be. If it was, then transliterate the name Jesus into Joshua. If it's the same. Perverters and liars and deceivers. That's what they are. They don't know Yahweh. They don't love Him. They love their customs and their traditions. And they have disdain for the pure things of Yahweh. The demise of the nation is already set forth. It is in the nation. It is. And Yahweh is going to destroy the nation that forgets Him. Turn backwards. It's a sinful nation. It's a corrupt nation. He said not only did He do that, He built the altars for the host of the heavens and the two courts of the house of Yahweh. Verse 6, and He made His sons pass through the fire, and He caused them to observe times that they began to be given over unto astrology and foretelling. Folks say that they are saints and read that trash. You are a liar. You can't even play with that in any iota. You're Gemini, you're Jim for hell too. That is foul, it's wicked. You little young daughters, you better cleanse your filthy minds. That is an abomination unto hell. Some vile pervert telling you the future. Only Yahweh knows the future. Give your mind over to that kind of seductive lie. You're adults as well. You don't skim it. You don't play with it. You don't even touch the unclean things of this earth. Touch not the unclean things of this earth. You don't lay hands suddenly on these speakings of these soothsayers and fortune tellers. Telling you to observe the time, the moon, and the stars are aligned for you Capricorns. You're going to have good love life. You're going to die in your wickedness. That's the demise of any nation. And America is steeped in that. She's steeped in the fortune telling. The rude doctors. They're steeped in that. The palm readers. Sister Mary Jim's house. Brother Jack Johnson. Palm readers. Tell you what time it's going to be. Tell you 10 weeks down the road, you're going to get $50. There's no difference in these courts that they have raised up. It's supposedly the tabernacle of Yahweh. You bring me $500, sir. You that will give me $500. You that give me $500. In 6 months, you're going to get a tenfold blessing. The fortune tellers. The liars. The soothsayers. You young ones, don't touch that trash. You know someone else, though you rebuke them in the power and the authority of Yahweh. That foul, unclean thing is a corrupt, evil thing is a wicked spirit. It brings death. You can't be a partaker of another man's sin. You can't participate in someone else's wickedness in their seductive, evil ways. You reprove that wicked one. He began to observe time. And then he began to use enchantment. They began to draw the powers of hell. Divination. That's why they got these women. They can twist their bodies and contort them and shake their hips. And the men can shake theirs like the women because they're enchanting and they're drawing upon those powers. You always say, let us come into this house and we dance before Him. Don't you think that Satan has not used that parallel? I'd say you dance before me. And in these whorehouses today, what they call dancing is seductive and wicked. Women dressing like dogs and whores. It is not of your way. Dresses all up to their buttocks. Bare their breasts. see in the anatomy. You can actually see the form of their breast. Something is wrong. That's not a holy nation. That's a prostituting nation. That's the spirit of a prostitute. You young daughters want to do that because you're a prostitute. You got a prostituting spirit in you. You want to sell your wares for what? A stick of bubble gum? For accolade? For comment? That's what you're selling it for. It's not of your way. They began to enchant. They began to draw on these spirits. They began to dance. Come on. That's what they do. Lifting their hands. Come on, every dance today, you got to lift your hands, honey. You got to get them up. Come on. You got to get your hands up. Sure you must. I don't care what the form of the dance, you got to get your hands up. Yes, you do. You got to get them up. Come on, everybody, lift your hands and let's clap. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, bomb. Bom, 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 bom. That's what they do. There's no time for mockery and laughter, a foolish girl. This is what's wrong with this wicked nation. You think it's some kind of thing of laughter. There's a time to laugh and a time to be serious. No time to laugh. You were down there in Jamaica, that hurricane coming through, you wouldn't be laughing. Death is in the land. That's how death works in you. Honor thy father, thy mother, and thy days shall be long. We think it's all about laughter and folly. We better get some seriousness in our minds and our hearts. He said they began to enchant. And they began to deal with familiar spirits. Yeah, well, my mama died, so I want to go to some necromancer. And I want to have a little talk with my mama. They began to deal in the realm of ghosts and spirits and try to talk to spirits. I went to the grave and I talked to my husband and I could just sense him all around. You are a flat out liar. You can't sense no spirit of mama. She was a wicked thing and daddy was wicked. What you sense is the wickedness and the wickedness of your own heart. You're not sensing nothing. There's nothing there but a dead corpse. There's no life at all. Life is in the spirit. It is the spirit that produces. I give life. The world without the spirit has no power. And the spirit backs only one thing. And that is the truth of what Yahweh says. Give themselves over the familiar spirits. They began to draw strength. I got such a vibe out there. I felt so strong when I went to my mama's grave. It's a lie from hell. It's not of your way. But that's what this man did. And that's what this religious world do today. That's why Yahweh never intended for a body to stretch out in the tabernacle. I'm telling you, saints. He never intended for a dead corpse to come into the tabernacle. He did not. These are the customs and the practices of Baal and religious practices. They raise altars of death. It never should be. He never intended that. He intended for us to put them in the grave, bury them. He never intended for all this trash to take place to take place. You put them in the ground, and then you have a period of mourning. It won't be done in this tabernacle. I don't care who it is. And that's the truth. He meant for us to put them in the grave, in the ground, and then you mourn. That's what he intends. These old wicked customs are interwoven so in our spirit. It's hard to turn them loose. But I have no problem with turning anything loose that turn me away from what he says. They put Messiah in the grave before the sun went down. He went in the ground. He went in the ground. That's what happened. And if it was good enough from him, it's good enough for you. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for my body. These are the customs of men. Because they're steeped in paganism, Baalism, wicked practices. He said they began to call upon the spirit of wizardry, witchcraft, and soothsayers, the root doctor. Take your honey, take these little herbs here. You sprinkle them at your door when you walk in the house. You put this on your stove, put a little water, don't put but one cup. and 3/4 of an inch of water. You got to do it that way. For the power is in obedience. And you got to do it the way they tell you to do it. You go back, say at work, you didn't do what I told you to do. You do exactly like the principles of the laws that I give you. You do it like that and it shall work. Just like Yahweh, you must do what he commands you to do. You can't add or take or you can't subtract from what he said. You got to do it just like he said. You got to obey every word what he says. And so the spirit of wizardry, he began to call upon those, that these were the profound spirits in the house. And he wrought much wickedness in the sight of Yahweh. He provoked Yahweh to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house. You go to all these pagan whorehouses, they got this little feminine little thing hanging on this cross. And they say, that is their Jesus. I believe that. It is not the hope of Messiah. And they set up the graven images in these whorehouses. And yet they will not set the name of Yahweh in there. He said they'll put an image in there. There should not be any image in the tabernacle of Yahweh that exude any kind of personality or of any man. And that's what this nation has done. You go to the Buddhist temple, they got thousands of shapes and forms of Buddhas. You go into the black churches, they got the black Jesus, the white ones got the white Jesus, the Jewish ones got a Jewish Jesus. They all got their Jesuses. They don't know Yahweh. They don't have Messiah, saints. That's the demise of any nation. You began to establish images and altars. And that's what this world is doing. In the altars of the minds of the people today, it is establishing images. The young women don't even know what a man is. Most men don't even know what a woman is. Because they have images of what a woman should look like and be. And it's not the images of a pure woman of what scripture tells us of a virtuous woman. How she should act, how she should perform. The beauty of a woman is deceit and is vain and the fame is deceit. But a woman that prays Yahweh, a woman that blesses Yahweh, a woman that doesn't bless Yahweh, she ain't worth a nickel, worth a fat back. She ought to be able to lift up his name and bless him. Her heart ought to exude the strength of the power of Almighty Yahweh. A man that doesn't have the spirit of Yahweh in him that brings forth the life of Yahweh, something is drastically wrong in his carnal wicked mind. He did evil. He set up images in the house, in the groves that he made in the house, of which Yahweh said to David and to Solomon, his son, he said, in this house and in Jerusalem, he said, I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel for what purpose? Will I put my name for how long? Forever. Forever. And if we have been birthed by Jerusalem, Jerusalem above is our mother, then his name should be in our hearts forever. I'm not going to use the pagan terminology. It is not of Yahweh. He is not Lord. He is not God. His name is not Jesus. It's pagan. It's a lie. That's what it is. Well, it's the same as Yahshua. Then use Yahshua instead of Jesus then. It's not of Yahweh. Yahweh says, neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their father. He said, only. He said, well, have your feet to move now. Only now. If they will observe what to do according to some of the things, he said, all that I have commanded them. And according to what? According to what? And according to the law. That my servant Moshe commanded them. But they hearken well. They hearken not. And Manasseh seduced them to do what? More evil, not just evil, more evil than did who? The nations whom Yahweh did what? He destroyed those nations before the children of Israel, and they did more evil than them. Then what's going to happen to them? We can be deceived all we want to. He seduced them to do more evil than the nations before them that Yahweh destroyed. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. These perverts today can say it was because they were inhospitable. It was because the demise came by. They forgot Yahweh. They were given over unto this Sodomite practice. Homosexuality and lust. Children pedophilia. Children pornography. The laws of America say you can look at that trash. What kind of sadistic, perverted mind wants to watch two little children engage into something that is that foul and filth, and that stimulates them? Something is wrong in their minds and their spirits. What man wants to look at another man and a woman perform those in distresses, and that bless them and give them strength? You're a fool, man. You have no power of your way. It's a vile thing. I've been a wicked man, but I've never been given over in anything like that. Never. Never. They say to your parents that you that have induced that in your homes, even in your days. And the children, that spirit is still in them. I mean, those spirits, I'm telling you. That's why when a man turns his heart away from Yahweh, there are things that we impart into our home that they go from generation to generation. And that's the truth, saints. Unless they're under the pillar. That's why we're such foolish people. We're a foolish nation. We can't, nobody tell us nothing. That's why Yahweh wants us to redeem the time. You got to move, you got to get right today. And there are many things and curses in the homes because of that. I believe in the original sin, it will curse 7 generations. No, I'm not giving over to witchcraft. But all of my natural brothers and my sister, they all, my cousins all, I watched them practice these kinds of things. And I've never seen nothing but death in their countenance, their lives. No life in them at all. I will not be a part of their fellowship and their friendship. I don't want their fellowship. I don't want their fellowship. I don't want to eat with them. Not at all. I won't do it. I know what scripture says. Yahweh says that he calls the people, he seduced them. Now if I'm seducing you to do evil, you better run from me. You are a flat out fool. He seduced them how? Well, he seduced them through enchantment, through observing of time, through familiar spirits, through wizardry. And because he did wicked, he said, look at me, see, I'm the great king. Who's going to stop me? Who? Call the priests. And he seduced them. He seduced them. That they even did more evil than the nations that Yahweh said, I will show you now. This is my righteous judgment. I'm not going to spare them. And Yahweh destroyed those nations to give them a testimony and a witness that his judgment is true, just, and righteous. And they did more evil than the nations that were before them. He says in verse 10, and Yahweh spake by his servant, the prophet, saying, because Manasseh, the king of Yahudah, have done these abominations, and have done wickedly above all that the Amorites, a deceitful, wicked people. Pagan people. He said he has done more wicked than the Amorites did, which were before him, and have made Yahweh also sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Yahudah, that whosoever hear of it, both their ears shall tingle. He said they won't believe it. They will say, nah. That's what men say today. Oh, God is a loving God. He will never do that. He won't do that. He said their ears are going to tingle. Their ears will tingle. He said, I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria. And the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will, do you hear this? Wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish. When a man wipes a dish, does he intend to clean it? He say, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will not forsake. He said, and I will forsake who? Of what? The remnant of mine inherited. And to deliver them into the hand of their enemies. And they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. They shall spoil their land. Because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger since the day that their father came out of Egypt, even unto this day. From the day I delivered them, they have provoked me. They've done evil. They've done wickedly. But you always say, I've got somebody raised up, even for this nation. That's going to be his rod and his staff. Like he did Israel. He has a nation raised up. America's the bad boy, isn't it? Every nation bows down to her. Her government. And yet her government is not based upon the laws of Yahweh. They say put the Ten Commandments and yet they don't keep the commandments. They say put them in the school and yet they don't teach the children the name of the Father. They say keep the commandments yet they don't remember the Shabbat. They walk in the pagan Catholicism and their customs and traditions and practices that have drawn them away from the Father. And Yahweh says, you've done wicked. You've done more evil than the Amorites. And this generation has done more evil than the generation before it. This generation is an evil generation. It has done more evil than my grandmother's generation. It is wicked. It is vile. There's no shame or anything at all. Everything is promoted and it promotes one thing and that is flesh. It doesn't promote the principles of Yahweh. It doesn't promote the laws of Yahweh. In our days, if they had one channel on television, now they got 300 on just one satellite. You find people with 3 or 4 satellites outside of their homes getting 600, 700 channels. What do they do with all of them? Is there any time for Yahweh? They got cable vision, satellite and everything. No time to practice the pure things of Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh. And folks love that. And the children are becoming grotesque and they are becoming captivated with these lies and these deceptions and their minds are corrupt. They are perverted and their minds are demented. And that is the truth. And that is the truth. Love doesn't turn children over to Moloch. Mokam to hell. You parents that love your children, you do with a stern discipline. You do with the fullness of measure if it takes that. You don't turn them over to hell. The law of unrighteousness to raise them is wrong. It's wicked. It's not of Yahweh. You say, you prophets, you speak what I tell you. Give you pastors after mine heart. Who feed you in knowledge and understanding. I want to be fed. Just feed me. Until I want no more. I want to feed me. Yeah, I want to get fat because he's going to kill the fattest one. Just kill me. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. So get me fat as this bill and kill me. That's all right. For me to live is the hope of Messiah. For me to die is the hope of Messiah. For only in him is there hope for the eternal life. Only in Messiah. He said, they've done more, they have provoked me even as their fathers from the day I delivered them. And we have done that to Yahweh. From the day he delivered you from your bondage, we have provoked him. With our ways, our actions, our deeds, our lies, our corruption. In the hearts of Yahweh's people. For the demise of the nation, the disease of the nation is in the nation. Because man has gone against the commands of Yahweh. Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 10. Now he said that they have provoked me to anger. Isaiah chapter 10. This is a nation that is filled with deceit and lies and hypocrisy. Now look what he says in Isaiah chapter 10 verse 5. Yahweh says, oh, Assyrian, Isaiah 5:10-5. He said, O Assyrians, the rod of my anger and the staff in their hand is my indignation. Now Yahweh is said, I'm going to use the Assyrians against this rebellious wicked house. He said, and the strength of their power will be my anger of the rod of my vengeance in their hand. Verse 6. He said, I will send him a gods and hypocritical nation. A nation of idolatry, lies, and hypocrisy. Scripture tell us that the hypocrite shall perish. He shall perish. Yahweh said, I will send them against a hypocritical nation. When you allow hypocrisy in your nation, as the old shades will say, your two-facedness. This is a two-faced nation. You pretend you love Yahweh, then you turn to the flesh when it's convenient and an advantage for you. You give over unto flesh. A man that is spiritual as the laws of Yahweh, he discerned all things, and he is not concerned how another man judge him. Because he knows he walks upright in the presence of Yahweh. He said, I'm going to use you, Assyria. O Assyrians, for this hypocritical nation. It's a nation that is a hypocrite. It's a hypocrite. Oh, that's the sign of demise in any nation, hypocrisy. The politicians are full of hypocrisy. They lie. They speak against each other for their own conveniency. Man, is that a friend? When they stand in the Senate floor, in the Congress, they will say, Mr. Honorable Senator, Mr. Honorable Jesse Ham. That's how they address each other. And they must address each other like that. Sir, or Mr. Ham, they must say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, to one another. And yet they were lied with hypocrisy against one another. That's the way this nation is. And that's the way the nation that has forsaken Yahweh and that have provoked him to anger, just like our fathers did. You speak hypocrisy. And Yahweh doesn't like that. He despised that. He says, I will sin him against an hypocritical nation. And against the people of my wrath, I will give him a charge to do what? To take the spoil and to take the prey and to tread them down like the mire of the street. Tread them down like the dirt, the wet clay of the street. That's what mire is. Just tread them down. Well, because they are hypocritical. Well, I believe it's all right. I'll vote for Mr. Kerry because I know he believes in abortions, and it's all right for the states to determine whether homosexuals can marry. What an abomination. Well, Mr. Bush says we're going to make an amendment, and those things as his vice president says, Mr. Dick Cheney says, well, I think we ought to be free to love anyone we want to. What an abomination. Which evil is right? They both are wrong. Our kingdom, there is no vote in our kingdom. For there is one king that reigns. And he is a theocrat. He rules with authority. Believe me. When he say go, you go. When he say stop, you stop. When he say cry, you cry. When he say lift your hands, you lift your hands. When he say praise him, you do that. Now that's how he rules. He doesn't rule with any kind of democracy. Democracy is just a voice of different opinions and different thoughts of people to form some form of government. That's not the government of Yahweh. He rules by a government of laws. His laws are righteous. And he empowered them into the subjects, in the nation, into their heart. And they obey him wholeheartedly. He's not going to give us a chance to do our own thing. He never intended for us to do that. He said, I'm going to tread them down like the mire of the street. That's what I'm going to do. Let me tell you something, saints. There's no hope for the hypocrite. For what is the hope of the hypocrite? There's no hope for it. And a hypocritical nation has no hope at all. No, sir. Although it hath gain. I want to read that. Job says in 27:8, he said, for what is the hope of the hypocrite? Though he hath gained, when Yahweh taketh away his soul, what is his hope? And the soul of this nation has been lost. There's no conviction of sin. And when the soul of any nation, the breath of any nation is lost, there's nothing but death. There's no hope for the hypocrite. And this whorehouse of hypocrisy, they have great gain. And yet there's no soul in it. There is no life in it. There's no robustness to obey the commands of Yahweh. There must be some preacher in this nation that will cry out and speak. Even if a cowardly man like me will not. Father, just let me hear his voice. And I will strengthen the man's hand. And anything I can do, believe me, I will. And that's the truth. I don't care what color the man's skin is. I just want to hear him speak with that anointing of Yahweh. I don't care if he's an Indian. I don't care if he's a Jew. I don't care if he's a white man. I don't care what he is. Makes me no difference at all. Just speak. That I may hear. And I will know that it is of Yahweh. Sure I will. Sure I will. He says in verse 7, howbeit, he meaneth not so, or he thinketh not. He doesn't think that I'm going to do that. That's what this world thinks. That's what Yisrael said. Oh, he's not going to do that. Neither doth his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and to what? Cut off nations, not just a few. He's going to cut off nations. The demise of this nation is at hand. It is already in the nation of diseases, in the nation, witchcraft, wizardry, observing a time, enchanting. They dance, they fling their bodies today like never before. When I was a young lad, even in the secular dances, they were not like this stuff today. It was not like that. They move their bodies with all kinds of contortion. That is enchantment, saints. Soothsaying. It is a hypocritical nation. Hypocrisy run rapidly. Sodomites control government. Sodomites tell the government what they want. They want to marry one another. They want to live with each other. Sodomites, perverts, adopt children and bring them under their care to raise them as sodomites. What a nation. They offer up these babies to the powers of hell. They don't think, I'd rather see one Yahweh take them out than for them to be given to sodomites in some form of adoption. I'd rather see that. Make them twofold children of hell and darkness. Rear them up in such corrupt mentalities whereby Yahweh or any form of anything what they call spirituality is on their minds. There's a perfect law, and it comes from the Father. It doesn't come by the government of man. The government of man can never produce life. Only the law and the government of Yahweh produces life. It produced death. The democracy produced death. Capitalists produced death. Communism produced death. Every form of government upon the face of the earth, the only thing it's generated is death. It has never produced one form of life. Nothing but death. Because it is the customs of man to go against the governing power of Yahweh and to establish their own laws of righteousness. That they do whatever they think is right and pleasing unto them. And they defy Yahweh. And that is the truth. I'm going to stop there. Now, I can go farther, but I don't want you to get weary. You get weary in well-doing. I want you to hear this. That's much more intended to speak on today. But I want to stop there that you may absorb that. You take these scriptures. You look over them again. There are hundreds of scriptures I could have used. But these are the ones that my heart was directed to. I could start from Bereshit all through there, from Exodus and Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers. And there are hundreds of scriptures. It shows you the demise of any nation and the corruption. But these things that we can personally identify and understand and know that they are actual and there's actuality of these things persistent and taking place today in the nation. You can identify these things. You know they exist and they are part of the fabric of this nation and the part of the fabric of your life. We need a righteous law. It only comes by your way. It doesn't come by the will of man. It doesn't come by the strength of man. It only comes by the power of Almighty Yahweh. That He imparts it into our hearts and into the inward parts of man. That we may obey Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, mind, and all of our strength. When we love Him in that fashion, we will do just what He says. He has not given us any charge that is too hard for us to do. His yoke is easy. And His burden is light. It's not a hard thing. Because we transgress in our flesh, in our own will. It seems hard. Whoever transgresses is very hard. May Yahweh give you strength, peace, may He bless you.